lovely Monday Daily producer, Oscar, who's got some good news for us. It's another instalment, the second instalment, in fact, of a recurring segment we're going to have each week called Good News Mondays. Oscar, how's it going?
Mate, I'm good. Thanks for that lovely introduction. How's your Monday going?
It's going all right. I've got to say, there is something that's annoying. I don't understand in 2020 why people still stand on the right-hand side of escalators.
I totally agree, but I think I'll cut you off there, and I've got just the remedy.
Okay.
Got some good news for you.
All right, let me hear it then.
Here it is. So we've got in Portland, in the Victorian town, we've got street artist Robert, who's painted over 100 classic cartoon characters on old phone pic covers around the town. He's been posting his pictures on local community Facebook groups, and he's getting lots of comments, and I think, I don't know about you, but I know during COVID, a daily walk can kind of gives you a bit of peace. It gives you something to do. You get out of the house. So.
Yeah, sure. I'm fortunate enough that I live pretty close to the beach, and there's a lot of fresh air. And let me tell you, there's plenty of dogs around as well. So if you want to pick up your spirits, it's literally as easy
definitely.
As going out the front door. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, I think these like small bursts of joy and these artworks kind of offer a bit of happiness in the midst of COVID-19.
I love that.
Yeah. Got more good news coming out of COVID-19, this time from Argentinian magician Ringo. Ringo came to Sydney about a year ago on a working visa.
Mm-hmm.
He planned to do some gigs, kind of showcasing his magic, but unfortunately, like a lot of other artists in his position, it was cancelled.
Yeah.
But he managed to land a job as a hotel receptionist, and they found out he was a magician. They loved his work, and now he's managing to do a show every night of the week.
At said hotel.
Yeah.
That's really
which
like,
is amazing.
Like a Las Vegas residency or something like that.
So good news out of COVID.
I'm pretty sure Kylie Minogue or something does Las Vegas residencies and Britney Spears and stuff. Because when you like Google them and you go net worth or whatever
it is,
like just expecting that it's going to be not as high as it once was or maybe not as impressive as you might think. And then it like literally is like, oh, $27 million. And it's like, how did it
on earth?
But then you read it's
I don't know if you'll be getting that much, but I'm sure
I can't imagine.
In the midst of not having any work to be able to practice his art is amazing. And now, for our final bit of good news, we've got 16-year-old high school student Tyler Hartfield. Tyler was born with cerebral palsy and is a non-verbal communicator. And his music teacher discovered that he had an interest in songwriting. And so together with his class, they kind of found a way to collaborate with Tyler and allow him to express his inner emotions and kind of convey everything going on inside his mind.
Mm.
Yeah. So they wrote some really heartwarming lyrics out and they put music to it and they've been able to perform that. I think that's truly amazing that someone in a position like that has been able to kind of overcome those barriers and express their emotions and kind of put that art out there.
Yeah, I know.
Previously.
It is really, really nice, especially like I think something like music as well, like as much as it is audible just by virtue of it being music, there are vibrations in it and there are all that kind of stuff and whatever it is. So it can be accessible to so many other people. And like you hear so many like times over and over and over again, the rhetoric that it's kind of, it's one of the biggest, I guess, conjurer of kind of emotions and all that kind of stuff. So I guess that can be experienced by anything. And especially like an example of this, it's a pretty positive one, isn't it?
Definitely, especially for somebody who probably doesn't usually get to express their emotions or kind of vocalize what they're feeling. I think it's the perfect way, perfect outlet
absolutely.
For someone in that position. And hopefully more people like him are able to kind of use that
absolutely.
As an outlet in the future.
What a sunny little kind of start to the week that we've had now as a result of that, Oscar. I do really appreciate your time and the research that you put in each week. And we'll hear from you again next week, I'll imagine, yeah?
See you then with some more good news.
Alrighty, sounds fantastic.